from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
What's the grade you have for Captain Joe Espada right now? What's the grade right now? First half, first year, it's been up and down.
I'm trying to do the best I can.
We have seen probably the worst play from the Astros in the last decade, and we've seen a hell of a comeback to get to them, to get to the point that they're in right now. What would you grade Joe Espada, the manager, after his first half? Listen, I would say it's very impressive, and I'm not going to not give him any credit. He deserves credit. He's the man leading them. When they were somewhere 7-19, he was leading us, and I was crushing him because it was well-deserved. All right, they had the best record in June, and they have continued to roll. They're five games over 500, two games out. He gets credit for that. So he is his last month plus. His team has responded in some way, and I got to give him credit to that. I would still, Tyler, even with the last month, I would say I got Joe at a C+. The Astros yesterday finished off that sweep against that horrific Miami Marlins team. They made the playoffs last year. That Miami Marlins, I mean, they—
Can you put it that way?
They just, I mean, Skip Schumacher, manager of the year last year. I don't know why I know who the manager of the Marlins is.
You have a lot of knowledge like that, just random stuff.
I don't know why I remember him winning the manager of the year. But I don't know that I've, I mean, I guess there's not just 1-2-3 Cancun, because that was 1-2-3 Arlington, or and none of them are going. I mean, I guess somebody is. By the way, can we end that archaic rule? Like, that every player, every team has to have a representative? No, I don't think...
It does seem silly.
No other sport does that anymore. No, like, no one was screaming and saying, the Charlotte Hornets have to have a representative at the NBA All-Star. Nobody's doing that.
Yeah.
Who do we need to see from this Marlins team? Who do we need? And it's always a reliever taking somebody's spot. So, whatever, I digress. All right, I want to hear from you, 713-572-4610. Phone lines are open. You can text into simply this if you're just coming in late. AC, I'll get to you. Jeremy will get to you as we're on the drive. Clint's out today. He'll be back Monday. Hopefully the whole gang is back and everybody has power in the whole city. We'll keep giving you updates at the top of each hour on that. But this is the question. As we are three games away, one series against the Rangers before the first half ends, what grade would you give, as we call him here, Captain Joe Espada, the manager, what would you give him in the first half? A lot of ups, a lot of downs and ups, I guess you should say it that way, with this team this year. What grade do you give? I don't know. Someone in the text, I said, Tyler, what grade did you give? You gave a soliloquy. I missed
No, I said I'm with you on a C+.
You're on a C+.
Yeah,
right, so
I couldn't get quite to a B, but a C+.
We're a C+. Someone texted in, Gus and Katie, our guy, goes C-. Someone texted in, he was given a sack of potatoes at first. Was he? Was he? Pitching, Altuve, Alvarez, Kyle Tucker, Verlander, Framber.
It sucks.
Abreu, Presley, Hader. I don't have to say sack of potatoes. I mean,
it's good.
You saw a sack of Idaho potatoes on that field yesterday. That's a sack of potatoes. I mean, he was at least giving some potato au gratin, like homemade. I mean,
what is that?
Oh, potato au gratin?
I've never heard of that.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I mean, maybe I've had it and didn't know, but I didn't recognize that.
It's like the little sliced potatoes, and you kind of put them in the oven.
I love that. I've just never heard it called that. Yeah. I call them just, when I make them at home, I call them just roasted potatoes. Yeah, put some rosemary on there.
Yeah. I mean, he was giving something. But he said, the texter goes on to say, pitching staff with the first and second year starters, no Verlander and Tuck. He says it gives him B+. All right. Entitled to your things, C+. I think you got to give him credit, as we gave him fair blame at the beginning. Got to give him credit for where it is right here. Jeremy, jump in now. Listen, callers, I want you to be a part of the show, and we discuss this a lot. Sometimes it puts a dent in the show. Let's go, bring it now. Come on, Jeremy, AC, anybody else who's calling in, let's go. We need you today, Jeremy. What is your grade? What's your grade for Joe Espada in the first half?
I'll give that man a solid B. I mean, you got to think, he was shoved Jose Abreu down his throat to start the season. I mean, that's like starting with nothing at first. Then with all the starting pitching, and from where we started to where we are, we're over 500. You get that man his credit.
No, he gets his credit. Solid B. And I think what you said off the top, Jeremy, appreciate the call, is kind of something what you talked about, Tyler, like, was he shoved Abreu down his throat, or was he also a part of wanting to believe in Abreu? Because, yes, I think, and I'm with you, Jeremy, I think there are decisions that, you know, he don't, at the very least, Tyler, get to make on his own.
Right. Like, I mean, you knew your first baseman was going to be all offseason, all spring training. Like, if he was being shoved down his throat, then, I mean, he had all that time to be pushing back on the powers that be and say, hey, man, I need a first baseman.
And T, and I could even hear him say, all right, man, well, we're making the lineup together and people want to see him in the lineup, so I got to keep putting him in the lineup. But if he shoved down your throat, you ain't got to go to the podium and just say lies.
Yeah, great point. he defended him over and over again.
Like, yeah, if I were the manager and he was, I would keep saying, hey, man, I believe in him. I'd find different ways to say things without taking him out, but I ain't gonna put myself out there and just say, hey, man,
like what I'm seeing from him.
Level of the swing is getting quicker.
Yeah,
no, it's not.
He's really coming around.
Swung and whiff on 88.
He's down in Florida. We're loving what we see.
Yeah. So somebody said a Z-. I think that's a little strong.
A Z?
Yeah.
Like the last letter of the alphabet? That's not a grade, man. Come on.
I mean, I think they're really putting emphasis on.
I mean, at least give him an I, like an incomplete.
Get an eye. All right, AC, jump in. What's your thoughts? What's your grade for Joe Espada?
Yeah, man. Y'all are being too harsh on him, man. You got to go through growing pains as your first year as a head coach, right? So that's exactly what he was doing, going through, you know, growing pains with the pitching. Pitching's been sus. Abreu, you know, now we got him out of there. We're winning. You know, we're kind of up and down throughout the beginning of the season. We're starting to win more games now. I just think it was growing pains with Estrada. He's kind of figuring his team out now, you know, and then with considering all the injuries, too. Come on now. You know, so we considering the injuries, and I say growing pains for a first-time coach, I give him a B. You still got to make your adjustment throughout the second half of the season for sure. Hopefully we get Verlander some pitching back, and then we'll go from there. It's not how you finish, guys. It's how you finish.
Said C+. You said B. We ain't that far apart.
But y'all, come on, man. Y'all are giving more negative than positive. Y'all got to consider he's a new coach. Come on now. Brand new coach.
I appreciate the call, AC. See right there. That's my proof. AC, you heard the negative. Is it me? You heard the negative. I came out. I said, I gave you both.
I mean, give him an F.
I gave you both. I came out and said, hey, you got to give him credit. All right, they've had injuries. What they've done in the first half, they've responded him, and so I said it.
Yes, and those ideas.
I haven't even been specific on his negatives.
Those two concepts though don't have to be mutually exclusive. Like, we can understand this is a first year manager for the Houston Astros, but we can also understand there have been moments where Joe Espada has not been good, and maybe that's okay because he is a first year manager. But it's still not good.
Like, I would just say this.
From the mind of a 2 foot tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition. You get style, you get quality, you get beeps and boops and dings and whomps, and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.